Welcome, everyone, on the Mega Giant BBS Radio and Google Hangouts. This is Adventures into Reality. Today we have an experiential show, one that's going to test the limits of your belief. Mwahaha. We are joined by Danielle Lin. Welcome, Danielle. How are you doing today?
Oh, really, really good. I did a lovely, lovely fire ceremony yesterday and talked to the wind, talked to the ocean. It was just quite a beautiful day, even though we're getting a huge heat wave out here. What about you? How have things been going for you?
It is colder than a witch's titty and a brass bra in December here.
That's cold.
It froze two nights in a row, and the grass never unfroze, if that tells you. And the sun was out all day today, and you still have frost over everything. So the ice creature beings have seized the land and said, winter is here.
Ah, winter is coming, huh?
Yes.
Well, winter has come, rather.
See, you're having a heat wave, and we are having a polar vortex come down and bring down Arctic air and freeze our little butts off.
I'll send some your way. We'll trade. That would be wonderful if we could. Jeez. So
we had a really hot summer here, and things grew so fast out here. I mean, normally, the yields of grass growth and hay growth for the horses out here were bigger than farmers had seen in years and years and years. And that's because the sun is affecting us differently. And we are going to go through a very unusual winter here in the United States as well as Europe. You guys are going to down there in the deep south and in the Australian belt, you're going to have a whole different expression down there. You're going to have your rainy season that's going to come there, and it's going to be horrible like it was 4 years ago. But America and especially the Atlantic East is going to get hit by nor'easter after nor'easter and after nor'easter, especially with this polar vortex sticking around for at least the next 2 months.
What's bringing this kind of change, this unusual weather for everyone?
Think of how muffins have a creamy top. And think of, you know, you picking at the creamy top until there's no creamy top on the muffin anymore. Our polar vortex, we've been picking off the top and picking off the top and picking off the top where it's not solidified anymore. It's not in its temperate region zones aligned by the magnetic North Pole. The magnetic North Pole is actually moving as much as 80 and 90 miles in a single day, enough to affect aircraft that are traveling over the poles that are doing transcontinental traffic over the North Pole, because it's a shorter distance than going the long way. And there are other scenarios where you actually have two North Poles simultaneously existing for very short periods of time. And this is what's caused the polar vortex to separate from its original template at the top, at the peak of the North Pole, where it's aligned to the incoming solar radiation and coronal mass suggestions that are having those solar particles that create what? The aurora borealis, which is the recharging of the Earth's auric grid. Your connection to the higher layers of ancestors.
Oh. So it's affecting the aurora borealis.
Which is affecting us at the dream world level, which is our foundation.
So this sounds like something, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds like something that was maybe planned out in order to affect us.
Planned, everything is planned in one way, shape, or form. It's a matter of perception and understanding that everything has its own divine purpose. But at the same time, our individual divine purposes allow for co-creation at different levels and scales of awareness. So what is the polar vortex? It's our deep souls that are still connected in some form of unity on some perception level that's saying our species is going through a separation from the sacred geometry, dense energy technologies, into a natural form of life, a natural form of wisdom where you're connected to the patterns of the solar system, the movement of the season, and the passing of the stars, and how those coronal mass ejections change us as light body entities.
Well, so what can we do now that you said these changes are coming, or basically have come? What can we do to adjust to it, or in the best way that we can? How can we approach this?
It's really about understanding what it takes for you to let down in your own home, what it takes for you to get a sovereign peace moment in yourself. If you have, you know, a husband and children and you're still trying to be able to be meditative and still have some time, you know, being alone means something, because before you were a parent with a husband, you did have a life that did have a natural function of your zero-point function of your self time. And couples have a very skewed way of living now where they run into situations of the extreme exposure to each other, where they're both in their negative fields of expression, and when they go to sleep next to each other, their dream worlds haunt each other in some way, shape, or form, because the beings can't sleep together, can't be frequency together. That's that overexposure from relationships, from training wrong, sharing the dirty energy underwear, lifetime after lifetime, one's in reincarnation, one's in retribution. All of that stuff adds up until you have no sovereign peace moment of yourself where you're in your own frequency as the I Am Presence. And it's not about spirituality at that moment. It's about, can you maintain yourself? Can you be happy with yourself? Do you understand when something's projecting at you and stopping you from being yourself? Or when something inside you is making you feel a way? Because you have control over your emotions. You have control over your DNA. And you have to rein in and use the system, the hierarchical order. The I Am Presence is at the top of all hierarchical orders for this experience. And that is the mechanics of I Am technology. Once you know the hierarchical order, the quantum energy machine of this world, which is shared reality in a dream function with your own bubbles of sovereign reality, you have that control feature of contrast at 100%.
Beautiful. I think that's important, at least for people to understand, you know, again, that we are ultimately in charge of our perceptions and our reality, regardless of the shifts that go on around us constantly.
That's right.
You know, in this world's reality. Beautiful. What's on, other than the changes around us, what's been on your galactic plate lately?
Oh, I've been doing some traveling, and I've finally been able to make it back to my home. And, well, settling back into my home, doing ceremonial time, that's really been important for me. Before the 21st of December, generally I do a whole bunch of meditative and deep ceremonial moments with myself. Being able to get back into that action without having to continuously travel is what I've been doing. I live in a place that it just requires a standard upkeep of being there, and if you don't do it, when you come back, you have lots of things that are built up. I know that this is the time of great hibernation, so myself, I'm looking for moments of hibernation. Just the other day, I was actually able to sleep from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and be able to really, really recover. And I needed that for myself. That's what's been on my plate. We've got the mystery schools teachings that are going to be coming out, so that's been taking up a lot of time. But having it done and having it ready before the end of the year was a gigantic task for Danielle, Santi, myself, and everyone that was a part of that project, because it wasn't exactly tough. It was just a unique time and a unique place that I was able to get a lot of material done while I was traveling, and to get it all turned into what we have now. I mean, I think the audience is just going to be astounded by some of the stuff that are in it.
I'm so glad you brought that up as well, because this has been something a lot of people, whether it was on the league, on the chats, have been bringing up again and again, the mystery schools. And, you know, there's never a coincidence when these thoughts and these questions come into our minds as a group, as a collective. And like Andrew mentioned, we've actually been putting something together very special over the past few months, really, on mystery schools. And I want you to keep an eye out, because within this show, we're actually going to share something really cool with you on mystery schools. So just keep an eye out for that. So, yes.
Oh, and what I just want to say is one of the reasons this mystery school teaching was difficult is we have this alchemy product that's going to be coming up next year. And the goal was to get it out this year, but to understand this alchemy product, you have to know what the dragon energy is, and you have to know what mystery school energy is. And that helps go to the fullest expressions of sovereignty and bubble of reality, understanding local bubbles of reality, what the Galactic Ascension Machine is, and what you can do for yourself. One of the other things that's in conjunction with the Alchemy series was going to be coming out. All of the teachings are going to be in one place, talking to the fire, colonics, all of that stuff, the contract, that also is going to be in place. That's going to be the core teachings, so that when I go into alchemy, it is going to be some of the highest layers of teachings that are out there, and it's going to be an extended course that is really going to help a lot of people.
And this is so important, what Andrew's saying, because some people may understand what he's talking about when it comes to alchemy, and some may not, at least not in the terms that he's talking, but the alchemy teachings are literally ways that you can augment your personal reality, in a sense. It's like truly understanding the energy, the world around you, and what you do to affect your personal life. I mean, it's incredible what you can do with that level of understanding. But like Andrew has said many times, and many people always seem to think he has the same answers for questions like, how do I, let go of this pain, or how do I tap into my dreams? And, you know, he'll always give the same foundational answers, the ceremony, the talking to the fire, and all these, and the salts, and all these other things, contract revocations. But that's because we're laying down these foundations that will allow you to go to the next level, which is essentially alchemy.
We're giving you the tool, the alchemist toolbox. It'll be up to you to make a blueprint and design. You know, I will offer a series of examples that you can build your designs off of. Once you understand what dense energy is and how to alchemize it out of your expression, out of your place that you immediately sleep in, the place that you cook food in, the place that you flush your toilet in, when you understand what that triumvirate of your reality means and you take over that in the triad of the I Am Presence, you have a consciousness exploration device waiting for you to interact with this reality when you own where you sleep, where you poop, and where you eat.
Exactly. So, what do you have planned for us today in this...
We have a reading scheduled. It's going to be Dora, I believe.
Ah, yes, Dora. Dora is the Galactic Explorer.
The Galactic Explorer. Santi, you want to bring in Dora? Or Julia?
Hello.
Hello, Dora. This is Andrew. You're live on Adventures into Reality. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
So, how did you find out about me?
It was Lance White, Zane Mystic.
Mm-hmm. So, what from that material jumped out?
Oh, at first I was kind of... scared. And I thought, oh please, let this not be true. And then I felt I had to listen again and again and again. So it has sunk in, you can say. This spring, I think it was. Yes. And what's been really helpful is this segment of self-help, where you can actually do something yourself. Yeah.
So these last couple of weeks of shows have really connected to you?
These last couple of weeks? Pardon?
The shows from the last couple of weeks have connected to you, these self-help sections?
Oh, yes. I have been repeating. Yeah.
So what kind of questions do you have for me? You have the Akashic record of this world and 20,000 other worlds open to you.
Oh, yeah. I have a few questions. I feel a little guilty because they are kind of self-centered. So if you want to, you can jump in. But I can also start with my questions.
Why don't you start with your question, because this really is about you and everything you're teaching.
Yes. On one of your shows, you mentioned or you talked about something called a demonic entity which has figured out to incarnate, and somehow it comes via the DNA, and somehow it causes the child to go through very heavy sexual abuse from the ages 3 to 5. This happened to me, so I was wondering, what is this? Am I a demonic entity? Have I been carrying a demonic entity? Could you explain?
As soon as I recognized when you send your thing in for the reading, I knew exactly what this was about. And as soon as I started speaking to you, I started dealing with your DNA lineage. You have a family crest that has a curse on it. And everyone that's born under the family crest, whether it's one lifetime or 10 lifetimes later, will experience the child abuse from the rotten center that started the family itself and then left this universe and left debt for an entire soul family. It's like someone that a soul family ran up everybody's credit card and said, screw it, I'm out of here, and left the universe and left the debt for everyone else. And this has turned into a curse because many I Am presences who have been living in that DNA lineage want the lineage that you're in to be free of that curse because it has DNA skill sets in it that make it very, very connected to animal husbandry and specifically being able to propagate animals who wouldn't normally mate together and to get offspring that are sturdy animals, not just work animals, but soul-based animals that truly help the property in many ways.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so one of the reasons the abuse came to you is your soul a while ago figured out how to push off the abuse energy in several lifetimes before this, but this lifetime you got put in the body and you got the crap section. Was it your time to have that? In one way it was, in another way it wasn't. You have a light body. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was my time to have it, or it wasn't my time to have it, you mean?
Both. It's both.
Both. Uh-huh.
Your soul did not expect that the system of domination and control would understand the plan that you were doing at the light body level. But it did.
Uh-huh.
The system was much more advanced than many of the great soul masters that were planning did. And you're an example of one of the elder soul masters of the Kali life, the dancing Kali members of India, who on their divinity path in their own way thought that they danced themselves into the ancient future when in fact they danced themselves into the ancient future that was a fraud reality. And many of them got caught into the Archon grid and got turned into Archons themselves. Your scenario, you didn't get turned into an Archon. You got turned into a breeder. And that meant you were at the foundation of a family. You were usually a wife that would give birth to children who would inevitably be abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or for labor. They became slaves. And that's why this lifetime you went through that expression. Too many lifetimes before, you were the martyred mother.
Yeah. I can remember a few. Yeah, and this slave scenario, it has been very strong in my in me. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm freeing up a lot of energy right now in your sacrum, right around your belly button. There's some energy that's really, really built up that needs to come out.
Yeah, I know.
So what's going on health-wise?
Yeah, I have problems in that area. A lot of urinary tract infections attracted HIV some years ago. Yeah, and otherwise, I don't know. I think that's the things. Mm. Yeah.
Are you on a lot of meds taking care of your HIV?
Yeah, of course, yes. I didn't know I had it, you know. I didn't know for many years. I got very ill until it was discovered. So I had to. If I hadn't had to start on meds, I would have really, really worked on it, experimented, because I have been through a few modalities of healing, but I didn't have time, actually. I got so ill.
Yeah.
So it was very frustrating. So I'm on that usual regime. And it's, you know, it's been a year or two, so I don't know how it's going to work out. It's okay now, for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've cleared out a tremendous amount in your sacrum, in your solar, in your heart. Well, we'll get to the other stuff in just a little bit. How's your weight doing?
Oh, I'm overweight. It's very frustrating. I'm very unhappy about it. Yeah. Actually, I dreamt I also had gotten this belly because I was about to give birth. But, yeah, it felt a little relieving.
Okay. What other kind of questions do you have?
Oh, you know, we have, me and my child, we have been through quite a great deal of things, so, but it's kind of detailed things, you know. Like, we have been through a lot of black magic. We have been targeted. And my child, she has been targeted by her father's brothers and by my mother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, if you have some, perspective on that, it would be maybe enlightening.
Let's talk about you before we go into the daughter.
Yeah. What goes on between me and my mother?
Well, even before you and your mother and your father and everyone in your family is all karmic retribution. You stand in the soul this lifetime as a being that has already declared a sovereign free will in a universal court of equity. That means there's an ancient future part of yourself who's already connected to the dreaming world of unity. And that dreaming world of unity with your I Am presence of the future who's aware of you now is in a process of scanning all dimensions, timelines, galaxies, and universes for other pieces of soul shards so it can begin uniting them with you, the I Am presence of now. This is known as the separation of densities at the individual level. You're an old soul. You've been doing this a long, long time, and this is not the first time that you've dealt with domination and control. You've been on dozens of other worlds who have come through something similar to what is going on here on Earth. But Earth was a refinement of all of the technologies, and about 4,000 years ago is where you got stuck. The worst of the worst is where you got tied into the cult of Isis, where the sacred feminine teachings began to be bastardized when the matriarchal society took over. And then the patriarchal society backstabbed the matriarchal society on purpose to separate the two at the bonded sensual and sexual level. So your light body has gone through a massive betrayal by false light beings of the highest order. And when you began to see behind the veil of false light, you understood that these were fourth and fifth dimensional entities who had not gained enlightenment but were pretending to be enlightened beings, bringing wisdom to sacred feminine that was false wisdom that ultimately led to corrupt teachings hundreds of years later after the presence had left the body, but still it continued still teachings on in papyrus or the memories of those that were there. Your soul has not really ever recovered from that. And one of the reasons you have HIV this lifetime is it is a representation of what your soul has gone through at the false light level. And one of the things that's going to be extremely beneficial for you is to begin to acknowledge that as an oversoul that it missed some things. And as the I Am presence now, you are the one that is in the receivership of those mistakes. And you must put the soul back into the pecking order of the I Am presence. The I Am presence is here now shared with Earth. That means it in the hierarchical structure of Earth, it is the highest layer experience, not the soul. And you need to begin to develop prayers that tell your soul to come in alignment with this life here in the now.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing is, your soul has so much Arcturian in it, and it's crazy. It's just crazy the amount of Arcturian you have in you. If you were detox cleared out and had some type of basic shamanic expression twice a week, you would have Arcturian light vessels, which would look like pinpricks of light flying around you in ovals and circles, and if you started taking pictures with your cell phone, they'd show up everywhere. I actually see them just out of phase with you now. They're functioning with your dreaming bodies and your blue bodies, but they aren't able to manifest here in the now, and they ultimately want to do that, but they need you as an I Am Presence to create a language and the portal frequencies for them to begin etching themselves out of the intangible realms into these tangible realms. We are the mediums and the gateway creators and the belief system that influences the way they can communicate with us. So for you, it's about understanding what it takes to be ceremonial, what it takes to be an understanding of surgical contract revocation, specifically to any sacred feminine or masculine organization that taught you skills from false light beings. You got to hit it at the root. Yeah. You got to hit it at the foundation and then begin replacing it with the true connection, that of the 13 grandfathers and the 13 grandmothers that taught natural birth on earth, that taught natural process of earth, that taught us to connect to the land, the seasons, and the stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really feel a little confused about this, what's true and what's not true, when these beings and entities show themselves. I really am confused, I have to admit.
That's because you never have really had the energy to perceive them in their total power. You've only had little glimpses of them. It's like, seeing a TV commercial, three or four times in 1 year, and then 5 years later seeing the same TV commercial. Do you remember it? Most people do, but how do you communicate with a TV commercial? You can't. It's one way. And that is why so many of these beings are so frustrated with us, because our belief system is, when we're trying to view them, we have this TV impression or this communication impression that makes it a glass wall that you can't communicate back, and you're looking at yourself, and the I Am Presence gets confused until it creates heart-centered action in the brain, where it allows the brain energy to rest in the heart and stay connected. And then the heart energy and the brain energy converge inside the brain, and you have the golden tube of protected connection. This mechanical process is taught in thousands of different mystery schools, hundreds of different religions, for millions of different years, and the technique is almost all the same. It's third eye opening, but allowing the heart and the third eye to be connected. One can open their third eye alone and be flooded with information, but have no way to process it because the brain doesn't have a belief system or a processing unit that can take in an infinite energy and allow the I Am Presence to figure out what it means to this tangible world of the now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I have to re-listen. But when I was in my 20s, early 20s, I had a series of kind of visions and dreams, and someone said I was to go through some initiations, and I would be shown Egyptian pyramids and things like that, and some also showed, an earth grid, like, this was before the internet, and now you see this flower of life everywhere. I would see this globe, the earth, with this grid, flower life grid, and in every meeting point in the grid there would be a lotus, bursting, and in one of these lotuses was standing, as I understood it, myself and another human being, a man, a male, and out of our arms some kind of things happened, and I had also other dreams and visions say, kind of indicating that I had a twin, this twin flame phenomenon. Okay. How does that
is your Arcturian side coming through. As I said, you have so much Arcturian in you, it's crazy. I can't even begin to create in English words how much Arcturian you have. You are in one sense, what I will use the word, a forked source stream. That means you are source connected to two planets simultaneously. So you have a universal source connection, and then that universal source connection spreads into two, and you have one of your beings on Arcturus, on the prime planet, and one of your beings here on Earth. And you have a whole bunch of soul shards spread throughout the astral realms doing astral stuff in on Earth, and a whole bunch of other versions of yourself that are in physical vessels that are going between Arcturus, the Pleiades, and then the Earth Stargate. And you're literally trying to align all of your different soul shards that are outside of the galactic ascension machine to be in position when the change comes through, that they'll be able to come to you as consciousness, light body exploration vessels and begin to surround golden technology of Blu-ray around you, so all of your soul shards that are still in the Earth astral realm can be reintegrated into you without the perversion that they've been stasised in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's complicated. It's strange. I dreamt the other night that there were some Arcturian little cups of music which were supposed to be coming. I never knew I had any Arcturian connection.
That's because you've been disconnected from the Arcturian collective source. Because your sacred feminine energies haven't been able to activate on a natural cycle and pattern. They were disrupted at a very, very early age. Also, you had some incidences in your life where your sacrum was completely disconnected from your physical life for long stretches of time until it naturally reconnected. It was almost like having a knife wound right into your sacrum, and your auric field was constantly bleeding energy out. And that means you can't complete your higher purpose, which is connecting your soul to the I Am presence, so that you can take control over your bubble of reality, which is your inherent legacy as a human with an Arcturian forked source stream. You know, you should be able to command vessels to just appear in front of you.
Yeah.
There are hundreds of people out there that had this experience where they went through their own Arcturian awakening, and they literally can command light vessels to appear and do things in the sky for your tangible reality. You're also a multi...
No, I can't hear you.
Okay, you're also a multi-galaxy galactical universal communicator.
Some very strange noise.
I'm not sure who that's coming from. All right, I think that we're clear of the noise now. I'm not sure where that came from.
Yeah.
So you're known as an Arcturian galactic communicator. That means you're connected to at least six different galaxies. That means there are six layers of collectives inside collectives, galactic collectives that bring a snapshot or synopsis of what the six galaxies look like. And you have that in your DNA as a map grid, but you're disconnected from it. And until you reconnect to your DNA in the forked store stream and begin recollecting your energy, you're not going to see your psychic talents greatly improve. You're going to find yourself having less and less energy for those experiences and more energy into survival. We need to get you out of survival mode and into thriving mode, where you are able to begin to alchemize the energy that's around you and bring healing and rest to your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds very true. It sounds like me. Yeah, so I have some work to do.
Well, it's all about time that you're going to give self-nurturing and self-healing.
Yeah.
I think you're at a point that you need to have someone come and do some definitely deep tissue massage on your body. You have a lot of fluid that's retaining in your armpits, a lot of fluid that's retaining in your lower back and your hips, and this fluid is sick water, and you need to begin to recycle it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that should be possible.
Mm-hmm. So what other kind of questions do you have?
What about abductions, UFO abductions?
Every human being on the planet has had some sort of abduction, whether it's positive or negative. Your abduction scenario isn't anything special. It's your family crest that has done everything to you.
Yeah.
What do you know about your father and your grandfather and your great-grandfather?
What I know about them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that they like to think very highly of themselves. They were all teachers. In a very provincial setting. What else? Yeah, my father was my abuser, and my grandfather. They were all very respected. My grandfather was very revered. That's about what I know about them.
Well, all of the abuse was passed down from father to father to father to father.
Oh my God, really?
This is family crest energy, 100% all the way there. Have you ever seen your family crest? Do you even know about it?
No. I don't know the meaning of crest, really.
Families have a symbol that represent them, like a coat of arms.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know about that.
Well, you can use things like ancestry.com to begin to research your family, and you're going to find yourself related to some aristocratic families that have family crests on them and sacred geometry.
Oh, yeah, I know there's one. Yeah.
It's important. It's important that you begin to explore that and realize these are things that are affecting you in unawareness. And now that you've become aware of them, it is your duty as an I Am Presence to begin denying them access to your energy field, to actually say to them, you do not have access to my energy field. You are banished from my reality. You are sent to the spiritual court of equity with all ancestors present so that we can find remedy and resolve, not justice and judgment. I do not take on your debt of karma, and I will not allow any of my future generations of myself or my children to be affected by your crest debt.
Mm.
You're going to have to get a little bit harsh with these energies because they're ancient. Mm. They won't give up until you have set your hierarchical order of the I Am Self. And put the I Am Self at the top of that hierarchical order, and everything else must fall into the experiential order. And if it doesn't, it is not your energy. It needs to be expelled from your energy body.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I had no idea. Yeah. I'll do that.
Okay.
Certainly.
Any other last questions?
It would have to be something concerning my daughter then. She's half African, and we have had to receive help from East African healers due to all this black magic, and it has somehow helped. They say her guardian angels are sulky. Because she's not recognizing them, and that's why she has been is exposed. Do you have a comment?
Yeah. I'm getting an echo from someone there. Alrighty. Let me see here. What is her name? For just her first name.
ODA.
Just give me a second. I'm scanning through a lot of information here, and I have to be really careful I don't step on a landmine.
Oh, yeah, there are many. Yeah.
All right, your daughter is like a nexus for multiple beings in karmic retribution. And this is revenge on her as a soul.
Mm.
This is straight up revenge. Some of the worst stuff. Right now, I'm going back in time and setting up a spiritual court of equity. There are some shamanic beings that are in a moment of now, a few hundred years in the past, that are doing dark magics and rituals still in no time. And they are now being greeted by the ancestral guardians of the soul family and being expelled from the soul family permanently because they are violating universal order. And now I'm tracking back into the dimensions and time streams that these dark shamanic entities are spread on. Oh, and look, I found one right over here. Boop, you're sup, you're done. You're to the spiritual court of equity. You're going right to the universal court of equity because you are now violating universal law. I'm not actually talking to you. I'm talking to these beings right now as I'm cutting their cords. Eliminated from Oda. In all dimensions, time streams, galaxies, and universe. You, right there, you are done. You are a false light being, and you are not allowed to be here. Oh, I trapped you. Look at that. Live on air, you little piece of shit. Oh, yeah, that's right. Now I'm tracking you all the way back to your home planet. Oh, you don't like this, do you? Now I'm removing your perception-deception filters. And all the light bodies of all beings witnessing this in all dimensions and time streams, I am now taking the hood off of a false light being. For all light bodies to begin to represent that this being that is using false light technology, oh, look, you're just a poor little fourth-dimensional being on a middle world nowhere. Oh, yeah, this is what happens when we expose what's behind the mask of technology. You're so scared. And now you're not ever going to be able to hurt a girl like that and not feed off of energy like that. I'm now closing this portal and permanently locking you out from this paradox reality. And if you should ever get back into this paradox reality, all ancestors of all galaxies, timelines, and universes will be flooded into your soul and return you back to universal recyclement. Just going in there, cleaning out a couple more dimensions. All right. I cut off what I could do, brought the false light beings, brought the shamanic energies back. Your daughter's got quite a few feeder tubes that I've removed from her. I'm trying to think what I can do to help you make sure that these feeder tubes don't reopen and cause swelling or scarring. What are the chances of you getting her to a tanning salon?
To a tanning salon? not very high, no. Could we do it at home?
Is it a tanning bed that has a bunch of lights in it?
Oh, we don't have it. I would have to. No, I think that would be too massive. Well, would that help her to get into a tanning bed?
She is going to need light therapy. I think what you can do is if you go on to Amazon or eBay and you look for grow lights that have a blue spectrum in them, she is going to need blue light. So you can find LED lights, you can find blue lights, you can find all sorts of lights for pretty cheap. And they're just regular hydroponic grows for growing, you know, herbs in your house or whatever. So you need blue light. You also need blue light and red light. You can buy T5 fluorescent ballasts at local hardware stores that have full spectrum. That's okay for the beginning, but you actually specifically need blue for your daughter, blue for yourself, blue and red for yourself. the blue light is going to begin to make sure that she is bathed in this blue connection and is going to have her proper ancestral connection to the Arcturians. Her light body was hijacked by false light beings pretending to be Arcturians, that they were trying to just do some nasty shit to her, and I just needed to go back to their home world and close off their ability to even access this paradox reality.
Yeah, thank you.
You need blue light, you need blue light, red light. And I think it's really important that you find a time, a way, and the proper heart space effort to do some serious ceremony where you start telling your story to the fire, you start letting go of some of these dense energies and recharging yourself. Really find out what it takes for you to do some deep hibernation, because you need it. You're at a time where your soul needs it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
All righty, that's gonna be the end of the reading, and we're gonna move on to the Q&A section. So, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Thank you very much. It was very helpful. So. Great.
Well,
thank you
very much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was powerful.
Man, Andrew, we were just like, go, 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 when you were in the middle of that. That was...
Sometimes I run into things that, I use a word, 2 degrees of separation, and that's where... You take the grandmaster skill of being able to see, and you're seeing beyond what is 1 degree of separation of the reparation of each being, and you're seeing plant moves that are coming from another planet. It was nasty. I don't even want to begin to describe what it was, but unpleasant. Unpleasant. So why don't we go on a break here so I can just recalibrate some energies, and then we're going to come back and do a Q&A. And I want people to ask questions. I'm going to open up the field of energy. If people want to ask questions about this particular reading with what went on there, I'll open this. For those people that are here in the live now, your window of opportunity to ask about attacks like that, and I'll open that frequency up. So why don't we take like a 5-minute break, and we'll come back to this Q&A. Danielle, welcome back. Welcome back, everyone, at BBS and Google Hangouts. Thanks, everyone, for sticking by.
Oh, yes.
Coming down from a big high.
You did awesome. Everybody was, you know, just right there with you as you were in the midst of it with your very special knife that we've seen on there. So. That was cool. There it is.
That is a jade. Sorry, it's nephrite and jade and jadeite. And then that's an antler horn. Very special. Very, very special.
Yeah, that was quite incredible for everyone here. And we actually do have some really amazing questions that have now come in really regarding... I mean, we've had lots of questions come in, but... Would you like me to start on some with you?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so someone asked here, I thought it was a really good question, so let me find it. Okay. So when you remove these types of entities from our paradox, like when you, you know, went in there and you were cutting things out, does that heal or remove them from all the other messes that they make with other people in soul families, or just for that single person?
In that instance, I brought one aspect of that to universal recyclement, so it did affect the whole system itself, yes, but only on that specific being's 1 degree of separation in which it was causing corruption. But I removed the ability for it to co-create around that DNA lineage. It was intense spiritual court of equity surgery at the... I can't even begin to describe, but yes, it does. It does affect the macro in some scenarios.
Gotcha. So, what are some of the symptoms and behaviors and experiences that might indicate negative influences of this type? So, I mean, I think the general question they're asking is there some kind of telltale signs of
head spinning around and their head spinning around and vomiting means it's really, really bad. dark circles under the eyes. That's the big giveaway that the sleep's being attacked. Nightmares, hearing voices, and the general other things that come with being a haunted-ass person.
What would you qualify as nightmares? Is it just something that the particular person doesn't find pleasant, or just you mean like actual fear?
Chased, being tortured, being shown stuff that you don't like, waking up crying, waking up thinking you're pregnant, and finding blood in your vagina, and you wake up again and it's not there. Things that really screw with your ability to wake up and go to sleep. Nightmares that have very good feelings to it, and then instantly switch on you into being the most evil, hateful, betrayalful things. That's a good example. It's more than just stuff coming off the walls.
So what about dreams that are just sort of annoying? I don't know if you'd qualify them as like crying or whatever, but dreams that might be annoying to people, would those even be?
If a dream is annoying, then that means it's talking to you for a reason, and you should be paying attention to it. If something is reoccurring and it has a common theme to it, it's for you to resolve it or to tell the dreaming body to stop giving it to you in that configuration so you can begin to understand it.
Okay. So, and this kind of answers, because a lot of questions came through that how do we know if we're affected by a false light being, so that's like a very similar thing right here. How does blue light heal and balance the body?
We have a blue body that is our spiritual body that is part of spiritual commerce that is in communion and union with the solar system. There's always a part of us that we leave in the place of immigration to the solar system, which is the sun. And this sun has been a part of the galactic ascension machine since the founding, so that means you've never had any other suns other than this one in your solar frequency for this paradoxical existence. Our blue bodies are a part of blue body commerce. They can operate outside of the paradox and still affect the macro worlds of other places without affecting the paradox here. It is a specific form of technology that allows them to not be fully quantumly entangled on all levels of dimensions and time streams, and yet still affect tangible realities in all dimensions and time streams. It is how they figure out if you have a one planet that has a bunch of thinkers, mathematicians, atheists that are really good, that need a new experience, and this guy, I need him, but I'll trade you healers and computer scientists and spiritual people. So the souls agreed to like a trade, like swapping team members, they trade. And then that's how soul families begin to go, because there's lots of trades going between planets. Our blue bodies are that trade expression. It is what brings family soul visitations when new souls are coming in, because you always have things that herald the presence of the blue bodies.
Gotcha. Okay. So right here, does meditation open us up for being attacked, or do we need to put light bubbles around us or anything?
If you are meditating in a dirty room, what do you think is going to happen? If you decide to sit down in your chair in a room that has four flies flying around it, how effective is your meditation going to be? You know, if you're you know, in a room that's got, you know, four kids in it and they're constantly going back and forth and you're trying to go, are you going to create your own problems because you're frustrated that you don't have alone time? Is that just as much haunting? It can be. It's self-haunting. That's called poltergeist energy, where our own self-creations from our own other bodies begin manifesting shit in our life.
I see. So, okay, there's a lot of questions here. So what's, and I think you sort of spoke on this a little bit, but just because we talked on the negative entities and, you know, the black kind of circles under the eyes appearing, what's maybe the most energy effective way to handle a negative entity when it decides to siphon you?
Tell it no. And then learn what no means for yourself. And then once no means something to you, you need to start doing something. So no means something for a very long period of time. And then learn that no time means, so you can enforce your known time expression, which can be just as vulnerable to entities, because when we're in time and the I am presence doing daily stuff and aren't allowing our I am presence to be equally a part of the other side, you're open for attack because you've not set up any barriers that say, no, you can't just freely come in and run to my crown chakra. You are saying no to the dirty energy underwear of the world, but at the same time allowing yourself to exist in the world because you are a sovereign free will being who has that inherent right to say no to the dirty energy underwear. I will wear my own clean underwear, which is my whole auric field, and I can go through this world and not become a polluted, haunted person because I respect my energy environment where I sleep, where I eat, where I let down. That's the best thing you can do for entities.
Okay. Now, if we're talking about family lineage, because we talked about the, we mentioned that briefly with our reader. So what's the most efficient way of clearing a family lineage that holds strong to its coat of arms in order to be of a service for the past, present, and future generations?
All right, well, if you're in servitude to a coat of arms, family crest, or any of that, look at the contract revocations where you see coat of arms, family crest, sacred geometry buildings, and know you're entangled. If you're in one family crest, you're in at least half of all the family crests that are created. That's just the nature. Crests were just taken over. So that means you have some other crests in you that are even worse than what you thought. You need to begin to remove them surgically from their ability to affect you in any dimension, time stream, galaxy, or universe. You need to create words in contract revocation that say, I bring myself back to the point that I immigrated to this universe as if I've never had any experiences in this universe. All galaxies inside this universe that I've lived in, I retreat to the universal point of immigration. And then you begin revoking contracts to all family crests, sacred geometry objects or buildings, or manor roles or contracts that keep you bound to a single soul family for domination and control. And once you get that language into your own particular way of soul contract, I can just do these flows over and over again because I've done them all for myself, so I can do what it is that I do. So I can maintain a field of no at the farthest edges of my perception and to stop perception deception filters from affecting these eye and my third eye from seeing beings for what they are. Like when I saw that false light thing, I instantly recognized it, and it didn't realize right away that I recognized it, and I played around with it for a while, and all of a sudden I just revealed it, and it was scared shitless that I exposed it.
Why? And I mean, that may be obvious for some, but I guess it's just why? Why would it?
Imagine there's you're living in a roughly crowded neighborhood, and then stuff starts to go missing. And one neighbor says, "Hey, somebody broke into my house." And another neighbor goes, "Hey, somebody broke into my garage and took my ice scraper." And then the neighborhood says, "Hey, we've got a thief out here." And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, somebody goes, hey, I caught the thief, and they pull the mask off. That is what happened to that being and its entire world that was supporting that. It wasn't just attacking that child. It was attacking hundreds of other childs because of a dark shaman in that particular area who reached out to a star family for negative purposes.
I see. Okay, so you revealed this person. They didn't like that. Any of the beings on there, were you killing them, like, I guess, in the sense of the word? Like, were you slaying them?
No. I was exposing them to all dimensions and time streams of witnessings of all soul family members and putting them on the you're not allowed in the soul family list, blacklisting them. It's worse than death.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I 20,000 Akashic Record worlds, they're blacklisted on. They're done. They're not in this section of the universe anymore.
Right. So I guess that the reason I asked was because one of the questions...
I cut off their original thread that allows them to even perceive that we exist as a galaxy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went that far into cutting the planet to... Their planetary sentience doesn't even know Earth exists anymore. It's not even in their time anymore. As if Earth never was in existence.
If you're faced, like, I mean, not many people will face things quite at the level that you do, but if they're faced with things like that, for example, when you see a bear, you know, they have a certain specific set of advice they give you, what sort of demeanor do you take if you're faced with a being like that, like one of almost, firmness?
You wouldn't be faced with a being like this without understanding what false light is, how to deal with it. You can only thing you can really do with it when you catch it in the moment is expose it. If you start killing it, the false light technology will jump onto you, and you will more than likely become a false light being in your own way. And you have to be at the sacred neutral, because only the sacred neutral can see the false light for what it is. Because I read its Akashic record from its world, and it was really, really upset because it didn't think I could read outside of 20,000 Akashic records. I can. The second I get a single micro universal second of your soul spark, I've read your Akashic record. And that means worlds that I've never been on, I could download the entire world's Akashic record in a sneeze. That's our inherent right as beings of Earth. I just decided to show that planetary sentient and that beings, and because there was quite a few thousand of them, what we could do. Is that fear? It can be perceived that way. But when you ramp the vortex of energy up so fast that they can't even to adjust to what it is, and you overload them with their own knowledge of history, their world suddenly comes to a oh shit moment.
I see. So I mean,
there's so much more that was involved in just those hand movements and stuff. What I'm saying, I mean, like I went to another galaxy and cut off the thread that allows the perception of Earth, because these group beings were also using timeline travel technology. They weren't greatly involved in the overall big change of Earth, but they're still here screwing up our people's lives. And there's, as I've said, there's 10,500 species out there with timeline technology doing stuff here. It's the top 100 that are the big rat bastard douchebags that are out there. And these other ones, they're douchebaggers too. You know, the douchebaggery level that comes from beings like this is awful. And we can only forgive so much. You know, and that's for some light workers out there, there's, oh, you can't say that. Now, there comes a line in the sand. And that line in the sand doesn't have to be justice and judgment. That line in the sand can be remedy and resolve at the universal level, that I am a being that controls my reality. You are a false light being. You have proven you're a false light being. Therefore, you can never be trusted until you have gone through the sovereign expression and are showing the proper Merkaba that says you have a sovereign expression. Because it's very specific when you don't.
So, what are, you know, you talk about they have like this timeline sort of technology. What are ways that, and I know you've spoken on this before, but I just think it's really important just to mention it here since we're talking on this. What are ways that we can protect ourselves in terms of like if someone's remote viewing us, they want to go and, you know, try and bug us at a different point in our timeline?
It's the same thing I told you 5 minutes ago when you're asking about entities. They're the same thing.
Okay.
You can only ask that question so many ways, and the answer is always going to come back to the I am's present self in the hierarchical order, understanding that it's not the lowest in the pecking order. It is the highest, and it has to learn to accept that and express it. And if it gives away power to other version of itself, then it's not the I am presence in charge of at the mechanical order of hierarchical order.
I see. Okay. So, all right, because I'm searching through here now, because a lot of these questions are things about, you know, the false light beings, it's just a lot of protection questions, which, like you said, you've already kind of answered. Maybe you can answer this part, though. Why do entities choose to attack us? I mean, is it just for food, or is there some other deeper reason?
They're bored, they're for food, they're in karmic retribution, they're there for karmic inhibition, they're there to let go of karma, and the only way for them to let go of karma is to be a part of the machine and ride the roller coaster of, oh, this is not going to be too friendly of a life, over and over and over again, until they reach the end where they're at so much frustration they start lashing out in anger at everything. And you got other ones that are just trickster spirits that no matter how much they try, their light bodies will never really be able to string together four or five lifetimes in a row of full awareness. And they know it. And they know it at such a level that so they just go and end up having just strictly chaotic lives over and over again. And they end up forgetting even how to manifest bodies and become discarnate spirits. And since they forgot how to get bodies, they just like to steal other ones. And those are become possessing spirits that inevitably become demons. And then demon means, well, it figures out a little bit more about four or five lifetimes. Or it feeds off other beings that have lived hundreds of lifetimes and then steals their memories and combines it with their own, and it's not one being anymore, it's two. And then 4,000 years later, it's done that process hundreds of times. It's not two beings anymore, it's 2,000 or 3,000.
Let's see. I see.
Which is a whole bunch of soul shards put into one disincarnate being. In an amalgamation of soul energy that can't separate itself. Those are what demons are.
So
just free them up. So when you slay, when you're slaying a demon, you are cutting the soul shards back into their original fragments and returning them to the beings that created it.
So in terms of these entities that come, someone commented, in the energy healing training I have, we find tears in the energy field and repair them. Is that like a likely sign of where energy yep. might be taken from? Okay.
Sometimes they're holes. Think of like a plug to put in your headphones, the kind of like that. The old school one where they were bigger. Sometimes they look like paper cuts. Sometimes they look like you've been shot by rock salt out of a shotgun, just pellet marks everywhere. Sometimes they literally are oozing a rainbow color, and when they're oozing a rainbow color, that means it was a severe attack on all dimensions and time streams, something like a psychic blade. That means whatever it was has been able to manifest something that can go from the intangible side and have a tangible energy body result, which is blue bruising under the eyes, black eyes, severe pains in specific spots, energy meridians getting drained out, wellspring chi points that no longer function, they become dry, and then they sap away a particular elemental energy for you, so you can never be in calibration.
I see. Wow, that's intense. People are really grateful here for this information, especially since, this can come and affect anyone. So knowing how people can protect themselves is so important.
First thing is to not be afraid, be in the I Am presence, and don't let anything impress into you. Tell it to fuck off. And tell it, get angry with it. Get out of my house. Get out of my reality. Light up some sage. Blow it because it is your energy that's saying, this is mine. You cannot have it. You can't stand up for yourself and you're in the meekish voice, oh, people might hear me. Then that being has you in fear. And even if it's your own vanity that stops you from saying it loud enough because the neighbor upstairs might hear you say something. Turn up the TV volume. Turn up some music so your voice is still projected there if you're that vanity worried about somebody hearing you. Take control of your reality. Time to suck it up, buttercup. We have to have those moments.
Very true. I think that's important people to know as well. Like you said, just own that reality. Own that. Who cares if the lady next door is like peeking at you and in her judgment place? That's, don't let that affect you. You be in control of your reality. You be in control of that. There's a couple more questions I wanted to ask, and then I just wanted to briefly talk about something a little mysterious with you.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sure.
All right. So this one here, I'm actually departing a bit from the chat, but I wanted to ask an LCE question because these are some of the questions from the LCE that have been really highly voted, you know, highly rated, so a lot of people really want to know the answer to these. The first one's from Sharon, and she wanted to know, what is the significance of this week's two space flight crashes, the Virgin Galactic spaceship and the scientific launch that crashed in Virginia?
Both of those organizations aren't attached to a controlled propaganda media source. They have their own broadcast station as well as their own broadcast satellites. So that means if they launch a ship, that means NASA can't cut the feed of the vessel that's up there, because there's hundreds of vessels in orbit at any given moment in time, in some scenarios thousands. And they'll learn right away that there's an Earth-based off-world space fleet in our upper atmosphere that's constantly trying to run vector missions that are called CB-10-2 blockers, which are reality-blocking devices that prevent other sentient beings and technology from manifesting into our reality. They literally can block anything from manifesting in our reality, and they're up there inside the clouds in the North Pole and the South Pole over your neighbor's house sometimes because there's a vortex there, and they are basically creating a blockade around these all the natural Earth vortexes so nothing can enter our reality. That's why the ships just can't fly in and land. It's fortress.
I see.
I go deep in that in the galactic history of how Earth was set up as a fortress. It is the most fortified, spiritually fortified planet in all 17 universal expressions.
That's right.
It ain't easy.
And for those who maybe want to learn more about that, that's actually in the galactic history with Lance White. So you can actually go view that either on Andrew's YouTube channel, or I believe it's also right here on galactichistorian.com under resources.
Yep.
So please check that out, because he goes into a lot of detail on the protection of Earth and why it's so fortified. Okay, and there's another question here which will kind of lead into what we want to talk about, which is from Jake. What is the purpose of numerological synchronicities? So he writes here, like, 11, 22, 44, 55. Are they
Math is a universal language. So one beep can mean one thing, two beeps can mean another thing. It's the easiest way to convert basic concept of yes and no's, of giving data. And that's how many two-dimensional beings went through their awakening. They discovered math. Does a dog need to know math, or does it instinctively know math? Can that cat perfectly time its jump, from one countertop to another? Yes, it can. But then there are times that cat doesn't realize that it's on a slippery surface, and it goes to jump, and its paws are forward, and all of a sudden those back feet don't work, and it's bloop, falls over and misses its jump. We do this too, because we sometimes misjudge what's going on around us.
I see. So there was a little more to that question. I mean, you answered some of that. You did answer some of that, but the next part is, are they a warning from your higher self, sign of encouragement, a reminder to create your reality? So that was just the finished part of it. But I wanted to make sure we got the whole thing out there.
That's pretty much it. I mean, there's so much other that I said in this Q&A that really I'm kind of in alignment with that.
Yes, I agree. So, you know, speaking of numerology, of signs like this, we talked a little bit earlier you know, at the beginning of this Adventures into Reality show, that we've been working for the past few months on a very special event about mystery schools. Can you tell us a little bit, perhaps, you don't have to get too detailed, but tell us a little bit about why this was the time to talk about this? Why this is the time to bring these topics up?
It is time for us to understand how spiritual contracts affect us, and that this story is much, much bigger. And mystery schools are 30% of that story. Timeline genocide is that other 30% of that story. And then you have dragons, which is that other 30% of that story. And then there's 10% left. Okay, you add all that together, you get to 90%. That means a big, massive experience that represents mystery. And mystery schools are there to explore mystery. They're there to explore science and technology and spiritually and put them together in combinations never seen before. Our world became skewed in its perception, and then perception-deception filters were created for the hierarchical order. And mystery schools will be going through their own revelations and understandings within their own teachings and understandings, and they're going to have much to offer to the world. But at the same time, I want to make sure that everyone out there, that you start with the same level of information, that all beings are sovereign in all ways, shapes, and form. And yes, there are many ways to get to unity, but each individual being has that sovereign right to find unity with what's in alignment with their heart of the I Am Presence. Because this I Am Presence is the last one in the hierarchical order. We haven't had that in four repeated timelines of 54 million years, where one of your I Am Presence actually gets to be at the hierarchical order, because this is the time that the soul beacon says, hierarchical order, last time. This is the last moment for each individual being to experience this 3D matrix as the dirty energy underwear. From here, the separation of densities, where we will no longer even need this concept of dirty energy, because we can control our field at all levels, dimensions, time streams, galaxies, and universes, and still have an experience on this life that is vastly rich. That's why it was now. It is at a time so people can take it in between now and the 21st of December, which is the time of hibernation. And nothing's going to happen on the 21st of December. Nothing. The news will go on. They'll still be saying the revaluation's going to be coming. They're still going to try to tell you the aliens are going to land this time around. They're still going to say Planet X is coming. They're still going to say all the seas are going to rise. They're still going to keep saying it, because they got nothing left to say. And until we out-create the system with our own value, we're going to be in the same system. Until we stand up in the same scale and size of the 1960s and 70s. Till we as a people do that. Till then, this is an individual journey. Until the people are out in the street.
And that's just, that doesn't even fully cover why this is so important, but you did say it so eloquently, Andrew. And that's why this is just a very, very important event for everyone to come and watch. I have posted the link, for those of you listening, I posted the link onto the live chat bar. If you don't see it in the chat bar, simply refresh the page, galactichistorian.com/live. Right underneath the video, there is a link there. Are you ready for the next level of truth? And you can click on that to register. Alternatively, you can go to the following link, galactichistorian.com/glimpse-mystery-schools. And we'll also be posting the link to join this event on Facebook. We will be posting it on YouTube. We want everyone who wants to discover the truth on this to join us. There's no restrictions on this event. This is important for everyone to hear. So please share it as well. If you know someone who who would benefit from hearing this, because it's deeper than just mystery schools. Like, yes, like Andrew said, mystery schools is the driving sort of foundation of it. But if you heard what he was saying, this is literally about augmenting your reality to your highest sovereign level.
Yeah. This has been one heck of a fun show, Danielle, and want people to stay tuned to Galactic Historian for the next batch of shows that are coming up next week.
Perfect. And yeah, we have more fun shows planned, and we're really excited again about this event that we're going to be doing. And, you know, for those of you worried if you can't join live during the event, don't worry, just sign up. You'll be able to see even a replay of it. This is just so important for you to hear. So much love to everyone on the chat, to Andrew, to our caller. It's been such a beautiful, beautiful show and another amazing adventure as always.
Thanks a lot, everyone. Catch us again, same bat time, same bat channel.